Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the first reading for this night from Deuteronomy chapter 8. And I especially consider these words, "And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." So far, the reading of the text. Dearly beloved of Christ, we're here to remember and give thanks for how richly God has blessed us with all that we need to support this body and life. My body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, and so much more. And as we celebrate these gifts, especially our family and friends, and as tomorrow we stuff ourselves with an overflowing dinner table, remember our Lord's words, "You shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God." Now, that's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? Those Israelites of old certainly didn't know how good they had it. The Lord God brought them out of slavery in Egypt. He led them by a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. He saved them from Pharaoh's army as he led them through the Red Sea on dry ground. He gave them manna every morning and quail to eat every day. Amazingly, their clothes did not wear out and their feet did not swell during the 40 years of their sojourn in the wilderness. And the Israelites thanked God for all his blessings, right? Wrong. They griped and complained and bellyached the whole way. They didn't like what God provided. It was never good enough. They wanted something else. They would rather live in slavery back in Egypt than starve to death in the wilderness. The promised land became but a dream, a fairy tale. They didn't believe that God could or would deliver on his promise. Well, so what, you say? What does that have to do with me? Well, beloved, is that it has everything to do with you. For like the Israelites, you often don't know how good you have it. The Lord God brought you out of slavery to sin, death, and hell through his Son. He's delivered you from death to life through the waters of holy baptism. He provides you not only with an abundance of earthly food, but with heavenly food as well. The word proclaimed and the word under bread and wine in the Lord's Supper. For this is the word become flesh who has dwelt among us. Unfortunately, like the Israelites, I won't say all of you, but at least some, and maybe many of you, gripe and complain and bellyache all the way through the wilderness of this life. You don't like what God gives you, whether it's family or other people, material goods, or certain situations. too much of a good thing is never enough. There must always be more. Maybe God won't keep his promise of providing for you. Maybe, just maybe, God is a liar. At least, that's what the devil, the world, and our flesh would have us believe. And God said to the Israelites, "You shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." Now, I dare say many of you have lived past 40 years. You've seen years of plenty and years of famine. You've seen people get rich quick and then lose it all in a short time. You've suffered loss and affliction. You've seen lots of food on the table for Thanksgiving, and maybe at times, not so much. God uses all of these events to humble you and to test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So what is in your heart this Thanksgiving Eve? Are you thankful for everything God gives you? Is your mouth ready to praise and thank God for another year's worth of providential care? Or is your mouth ready to curse God for a year's worth of pain and frustration? No matter how good or how bad things get, God uses it to humble and test you. You see, God isn't so concerned about your stuff as much as he's concerned about you. He doesn't care how big your turkey is. He cares about the condition of your heart. He provides lean years to see where you will place your trust when things go bad. He provides plentiful years to see where you will place your praise when things go well. And the ultimate lesson that God teaches you on Thanksgiving Day is that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. When worldly mammon fails, and it will always fail, the word of the Lord endures forever. God's word cannot fail. And many of you have known that God's word sustains you through every tragedy and triumph. When hard times hit, thank God for not giving you a famine of his word. When good times prosper, thank God for remembering to shower down his word among his people. That's how our Thanksgiving celebration prepares us for the great Thanksgiving in heaven. Jesus signed our invitation to the heavenly banquet in blood. You have a seat waiting for you because Jesus Christ paid for it at the cost of his own life. Yet, he himself will be present at that heavenly banquet, for he rose from the dead to destroy death and to bestow life and immortality on you. Your Savior is with you every step of the way through the wilderness of this life, forgiving you, saving you, leading you. So as we travel through the barren wilderness of this world, We look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. When the Lord our God promised Israel that he would bring them into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which they would lack nothing, he promises you a land even better. Indeed, heaven is an endless supper, an eternal celebration of thanksgiving and praise to the Lord who saves his people from death. Heaven is where there will be no famine, but endless centuries, an eternity of bumper crops. You won't know hunger, thirst, want, need, or poverty. You will know only righteousness, peace, joy, bliss, and life, and all of it in abundance. And God said to the Israelites, "When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you." Bless the Lord for the good land that he gives you right here. For this patch of ground is where the Lord delivers the good news of victory over death and hell forever. Bless the Lord your God for the land that is yet to come. This new heaven and the new earth is where righteousness dwells. It is the greatest blessing you will ever receive. Yes, the Lord chastens those he loves. The Lord brings those he chastens out of slavery to sin through repentance into life everlasting. The Lord teaches you to sing with King David. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. Thanks be to God. He gives you everything you need, even a Savior and life everlasting. So eat and be full and bless the Lord. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen.